Good evening, friends of the Bulkley Valley and beyond. My name is Thomas Tom Roper, and you are listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. My program, On the Ropes, is broadcasting from the Cassia territory of the Gidimdum clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en.
Well, there you have it, folks. We're back on the air. This is going to be my second to last show. I'm going to take the summer off. We've got our final coming up on June the 2nd with the Mike and Kelly show from Hetherington and Hooper's. They got a big sale coming up and a 75th anniversary, if you can believe that. So tonight, I wanted to just have a couple of words before we got onto the program. It looks like we have actually got spring, even though it doesn't feel like it sometimes. I've had a couple of lawn cuts, and I know we're all aware that summer has started on May long weekend. It's definitely time to plant the garden and get out for our first camping trip. Rain or shine. I did have a little campfire last night at the property. I was pretty happy about that. We're very fortunate to have so many cool little camping spots right close at hand. Some of my favorites are including, you know, why not Tai Lake, Brown Lake, or up the Telk River to Jonas Creek, and maybe a little west to Kitsiukla Lake, Dennis Lake, Hankin Lake. There's lots of locations. And even if we head towards Houston, we've got Helen Lake and Silverthorn Lake, Sunset Lake out near Topley. Going west, we can take in Seeley Lake out at Hazleton and even Cleanza Creek closer to Terrace. It is certainly bizarre living in our bubble, as the tragedies of the world fill our morning newscasts. We do our best by contributing to causes and encouraging our politicians, but we also deserve a little bit of respite by turning off the TV and enjoying nature. It is by far one of the best ways to appreciate what we have. Okay, I've said my piece, and now I want to introduce you to this week's show. Last week, I had some fun recounting the adventures of my staycation to Bella Coola. So I'd like to continue that vacation-themed program. We had an amazing opportunity to be invited to my nephew's wedding at Lake Como in northern Italy. I want you to come with me on this little adventure and open your mind to the sights, the sounds, and the aromas of Italy. Certainly a very special place. Most of our adventures when we're traveling abroad are going to start at the airport in Smithers. And can you believe it? Our flight was delayed by 2 hours and all our connections collapsed. Fortunately, all bookings were with Air Canada, and I have to say they were very efficient getting us back on track. Landing in Milan, the capital of commerce in northern Italy, we had a day to settle into our B&B and look around with this standard what they call a hop-on, hop-off tourist bus. It kind of takes you around town to all the sort of important sites. And we did notice there are a lot of fancy buildings in Milan. There was actually one that was kind of every person on their deck had a similar sort of grass. And it looked like the whole building was like a greenhouse. It looked pretty cool. Anyways, we got a chance to get around the town, and we also had a pretty quaint apartment above a funky restaurant where dinner and breakfast got us an introduction to the patron. It was pretty cool. My wife Sarah has become quite proficient at locating accommodation that is both reasonable price and centrally located. So as we got through that evening, found our way around, what I normally do when I have no idea where I am is I go out and sort of walk a block. and then try and walk another block. Turns out the Italian blocks are not square. Most of them are sort of angled, and it wasn't too long before I could see I was going to get lost. But we managed to carry on. So the next day, we bunched up with other wedding revelers and enjoyed the two-hour trip going north to Lake Como in a rented van. I forgot to tell you, my nephew decided to pay for everyone's room and board over the four-day event. That was 75 people. I was quite surprised. And we had, it seems that he had just sold his app that he and a couple of partners developed over the past 10 years. Money did not seem to be an issue. Our hotel was actually a historic villa called Pliny Anna, and it was built over top of a small creek that was heading into Lake Como. The Italians seem to have a flair in pretty well everything. Nothing is straight. Even the chimney was curved. We were spoiled for 2 days before the ceremony with a special evening dinner at a high-end restaurant in the town of Como. And then the next day, a boat excursion to another town up the lake called Lido Bellagio. Just a beautiful lake. It was, it would be about a half a mile across, maybe a little bit more, and 50 miles or so long. So there was a lot of activity on that lake. They had ferries that would be going between all the small communities along the shoreline. So it was definitely a very beautiful place. We got spoiled for the 2 days, and then the wedding ceremony was definitely high end, with another boat ride across the lake for dinner to the Grand Hotel Tremisio. Wow, I was definitely quite happy not to be footing the bill. So listen, I just want to bring in a little bit of music to get a sort of a feel for Italy. And I have a lady here, Giulia Di Palma. She's going to sing a little song, Piccolissima di Sorrento. Let's try that.
Prestare un soldino di sole perché regalare lo voglio a te. Lo potrai posare sui biondi capelli, quella nube d'oro accarezzerò. Questa piccolissima serenata con un fil di voce si può cantare. Ogni innamorato all'innamorata la sussurrerà, la sussurrerà. Mi farò prestare un soldino di mare perché regalare lo voglio a te. Lo potrai posare sugli occhi tuoi belli, nel tuo sguardo azzurro mi tufferò. Questa piccolissima serenata con un fil di voce si può cantar. Ogni innamorato all'innamorata la sussurrerà, la sussurrerà. Farò prestare un soldino di cielo perché regalare lo voglio a te. Lo potrai posare sul bianco mio velo quando sull'altare con te verrò. Questa piccolissima serenata con un fil di voce si può cantar. Ogni innamorato all'innamorata la sussurrerà, la sussurrerà. piccolissima serenata, con un fil di voce si può cantare ogni innamorato all'innamorata, la sussurrerà, la sussurrerà, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Well, there you have it. That was Jula De Palma. And the song that she was singing was called Piccolissima Serenata. She said that quite a few times through the song, and I didn't get it right on my introduction. So after that quite amazing four-day extravaganza, it was time for us to go out on our own. And we had the van that had been hired to get us out to Lake Como, hauling us back to Milan to the train station so we could get started on our trip. Funny thing happened on the way out of the villa. The roads are very, very narrow, and there was two big buses that got themselves stuck almost together. And then there was quite a kerfuffle. Everybody was trying to help, tell everybody what to do, how to do it, and so on. But within about a half an hour, they got it straightened out, and we were on our way. So we ended up in Milan and trying to make a decision. We'd already sort of planned our trip. And there's way too many sights to see in Italy, so you have to somewhat prioritize to a certain extent. And I did, we did, and number one on my list was Venezia. Venezia, which is Venice in Canadian. What a place. The life on the Grand Canal was actually incredible. The commerce, the tourism, everybody was on that canal. Everywhere you went, you wanted to go to a restaurant, you'd take a boat. And they had these boats that were sort of like taxis. There was water taxis. There was big boats that were more like, almost like a bus, like a water bus. But it was pretty cool to be a part of that, you know, and it was such a totally different lifestyle. And you could spend your entire holiday just exploring the ancient city-state. We got to go down and see one of the squares called St. Mark's Square, which was sort of at the end of the Grand Canal line. And it was a massive situation. I don't even know how many people it would hold. It would hold the half of the city. But the funny thing that I noticed was there was quite a bit of water pooling up. And the canal, Venice itself is sort of all on posts. And so when the tide comes in, there's a chance that there's a little bit of flooding. So they've been kind of living with that now for many, many years. Anyways, we got ourselves worked up, and we're starting to go back on the move. We set ourselves back to the train station, and I just wanted to say the train system is just a real model. Even though I did hear Italians complaining, I couldn't actually believe that they had something to complain about. It was very punctual, had reasonable rates, and reached into most towns. So just before we leave Venice, I've got one song here that was played, and it's kind of reminiscent of being on the gondola. And you consider the gondola operator, they try to do a little sing and dance just as fun as you're out there, and they're kind of stroking the way around the canals, and it's a beautiful feeling. So let's try this song here and see what we've got. So that's just trying to give you a little feel of Italy. If you can put in your mind a kind of a beautiful landscape, rolling hills, and the architecture is so, well, it is ancient in its own way, and every Italian is very good at masonry, so there's a lot of beautiful buildings. So we made the decision after deciding to leave Venice to go to the next little town on the route. It was called Bologna. And it's kind of spelt like it sounds. And we just thought we'd check it out and see what it was like. And it turns out they actually have a leaning tower there. It's not the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but it was another structure that they'd built. I'm not quite sure as to why they would like to build it on a lean, but it definitely had its own flair. So we managed to have a small B&B very close to downtown. And downtown in a lot of the Italian European cities in general would be a plaza, a main square. And so we went down to see what was happening. There would always be a church as part of the anchor of the square. And that was exactly what we saw downtown Bologna. The church was beautiful, beautiful architecture. It turned out, oddly enough, the night we were there, the orchestra was setting up to have a summer concert in that square, and there was 1,000 chairs, so we didn't have a hard time fitting into that. They also had a projector, and quite a few people working on the light show. They put this light show against the church. So it was really very attractive, quite beautiful, as they were playing their orchestral music. And we were very fortunate to just have arrived at that particular time. So back on the road the next day, we only stayed in Bologna one day. And that's because we were wanting to spend a little bit more time in our next town, which was called Firenze. Firenze is actually the Italian pronunciation for Florence. And what a town that was, that is. It's the architecture of all of the buildings that we ran into were pretty pretty outstanding. But the sort of the number one artwork, I guess you could call, was the statue of David by Michelangelo. And it definitely is a very, very moving structure. It turns out that statue was in a square around town, and probably about 40 years ago, someone had actually broke off the baby toe to take it as a memento. So that, of course, would have caused quite an uproar. They managed to find the toe, and they made a decision they were going to put the statue in its own structure. So that in itself, as we were on the tour, we were explained how difficult that was, how heavy the statue was, and you know, how important it was not to damage it. So they managed to, you would almost think they'd build a building around it rather than try to move it, but they did move it, and they did get it settled down, found the toe, and put everything back together. So it was quite a story. So we spent quite a bit of time looking around Florence at all the various statues and the beautiful area. It was there was a river going through town. Everything that they had, a bridge going over, was very exotic looking. And one thing I did notice, you know, being that I'm used to animal statues and Smithers, was I kind of felt that it would have been a good idea for some of the male statues to keep their underwear on. I was getting a little bit overwhelmed with that side of the statue. Anyways, we managed to survive and kept ourselves going. And we did a couple of tours with the hop-on, hop-off bus system again, which worked out very well. We had some exquisite dinners and luncheons along the way. The food was very good, and the atmosphere in the restaurants always felt kind of like you were outside, you were on the plaza, and you were people watching and eating Italian food. I mean, it was a pretty good experience. So I'm just going to add in another song I've got picked out here by a guy called Lucio Andala. And these are just kind of Italian songs that I picked up and thought they would give a little bit of feeling towards the program.
Santi che pagano il mio pranzo non ce n'è sulle panchine in piazza grande, ma quando fame di mercanti come me qui non ce n'è. Dormo sull'erba, ho molti amici intorno a me, gli innamorati in piazza grande, dei loro guai, dei loro amori tutto so, sbagliati e no. A modo mio avrei bisogno di carezze anch'io, a modo mio avrei bisogno di sognare anch'io, una famiglia vera e propria non ce l'ho e la mia casa è piazza grande, a chi mi crede prendo amore, amore do quanto ne ho. Con me di donne generose non ce n'è, rubo l'amore in piazza grande, e meno male che briganti come me qui non ce n'è. A modo mio avrei bisogno di carezze anch'io, a avrei bisogno di pregare Dio, ma la mia vita non la cambierò mai, mai a modo mio. Quel che sono l'ho voluto io, lenzuola bianche per coprirci non ne ho, sotto le stelle in piazza grande, e se la vita non ha sogni io li ho e te li do. E se non ci sarà più gente come me, voglio morire in piazza grande, tra i gatti che non han padrone come me, attorno a me.
So that song was called Piazza Grande, and the artist, Lucio Dalla, was born in Bologna in 1943. And this particular song that he wrote is an ode to an independent hobo longing companionship. Now, I didn't sort of get that feeling from the song. I was just listening more to the accent, the music, and the sounds of Italy, but I didn't realize it involved a hobo looking for some friends. Anyways, it was a beautiful area that we were in Florence. We saw some, but another town, another city that could take your entire holiday, and you still would not be able to catch up on what's going on there, because there is a lot happening. Okay, so at this point in the program, we like to have our station identification, just as a reminder to all of our listeners that we are CICK, Smithers Community Radio. We're at 93.9 on your FM dial, and we are trying to also give a shout-out, a thank-you shout-out, to some of our sponsors. And we have, this week I wanted to mention Classic Sanitary, the Community Radio Fund, Ranch House Tattoo, BV Farmers Market, and I got another one here tucked in that was Phoenix Self-Care Studio. Yeah, and that should, and oh, also I've got BV Concert Association. Now, those organizations have been helping us financially. We're a charity, and we don't actually have income coming in, so it's always, we're living off of grants and people that are interested in community radio. So just so you're aware of that. The other thing that I'd like to put in right at the moment, while we've got a second, is that the BV Perennial Plant Sale is coming up. And that will be on May the 31st from 9 till 2 p.m. at Ranger Park. This is put on by Edge Learning Center. So that it sounds like it would be pretty interesting. I was there last year and there was a lot of activity going on. And let's continue before I run out of paperwork here. We've also got a mention of the 42nd Midsummer Music Festival coming up July the 4th to the 6th in Smithers. We are a 100% volunteer-run festival. This year's headliners are Connie Caldor. Now, if you remember, Connie was here probably 25, 30 years ago. She's still playing music. Another band, Entanga Dos, Mimi O Bonsawan, Hugh Dost, The Flamingo Caravan, The Tanglewood Trio, The Piltshire Boys, and lots more. Of course, features are amazing local and regional talent. So if you're considering volunteering, just contact them on their website and you have a chance to get in for free and have your meals provided. So remember that date, July the 4th to the 6th. Okay, so we'll just get back now to our little travel show. We were in Florence. They call that Firenze. And we're going to now move on again. And so our next stop, and of course we're on this train system that just goes down the main highway, I guess, your side roads, wherever you've got to go off to, whatever you're going to see. But we were recommended to stop in a place called Perugia by a couple of world-traveling dallies from Smithers, B.C. It turned out to be one of our favorite sites. It's a university town, and the town is right, of course, on the train station, but the old town, the tourist area, is up on top of the hill, and it's a pretty serious hill. I wouldn't say it was the same as the ski hill, but it is quite a ways up there. And so it turns out they have a gondola that goes up into that area. And once you're off the gondola, there's a couple of very long escalators going right to the site of the old fort. There's an actual walled city. And we found our B&B inside that walled city, hanging on the edge of that hill, I guess it would be. And what a beautiful view of the valley and every configured roof line just laying out from our main window and deck. It was a very sweet spot. And on top of that, we were only, you know, a half a block from all the activity of downtown Perugia. And again, we are looking at a very architecturally beautiful place. We tried to take in as many of the sites that we could find along that way. They had a well that was kind of interesting going in there. It was sort of like, would you really want to go and look in that? But it had to go down, I don't know, maybe it was a long staircase. And then the well itself was quite a massive size, and it was over 200 feet deep. And it was dug by hand. So it does make you kind of think about things when you see something like that. We also went through some of the old sort of fort structure and through the newer part of Old Town. Perugia is actually the capital of chocolate in Italy. And they are also very, very connected with truffles. So we did a little bit of shopping, looking around in that town. It was a lovely place to be. We were there for 3 days, and it was very enjoyable. I've got another song we'll fit in there. It's kind of a cafe song, and if you can get a feel from this song, it's sort of how we were. We're sitting in the square, and we're watching the people go by, and we're just enjoying where we are, the moment.
Mm-hmm. passo davanti alla vetrina di quel bar, lo stesso dove ti aspettavo. Non posso fare a meno di pensare a te, è tanto che non ci sentiamo. Leggo i messaggi sul telefono, conservo ancora tutti i tuoi, le tue parole più sincere parlavano d'amore, parlavano di noi. Sarà, sarà la primavera, sarà che questa sera profuma come te. Sarà che non ti ho mai scordato e che nessuno ancora mi ha amato più di te. Così per caso arrivo sotto casa tua e mi è finita la benzina. Cerco una scusa che non sembri una bugia e non sarebbe poi la prima. E quasi quasi ti citofono, lo so che tu non dormi mai. Vorrei salire per due ore, ma non per far l'amore, tu non ci crederai. Sarà, sarà la primavera, sarà che questa sera profuma come te. Sarà che non ti ho mai scordato e che nessuno ancora mi ha amato più di te. E sarà, sarà la primavera, sarà che questa sera profuma come te. E sarà che tu mi fai salire, comincio già a sentire profumo di caffè. Questa sera profuma come te. Sarà che non ti ho mai scordato e che nessuno ancora mi ha amato più di te. La 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 la. Sarà che non mi hai mai scordato e che nessuno ancora ti ha amato più di me.
You know, listening to a foreign language and the music that it makes, it's such a beautiful sound. And I know Smithers residents were used to that, listening to Alex Cuba and his songs in Spanish. And we don't actually know what is being said, but we're appreciating the music around the words. And that's kind of how I was feeling. When I'm traveling, I love to listen to the language, and I might not be completely understanding what's going on, but we have a little bit of fun with that. This song we just had was called Profumo di Café by Alessandro Di Oriza. And that was just a kind of, definitely gave a kind of a coffee shop feeling of hanging around the square and watching the traffic go by. We actually did see a couple of, there was a lot of Italian style in these towns, and we caught a man dressed to the nines with two seriously big Afghan dogs, and I couldn't quite get a picture of him, but it just gives that sort of, there's a flair in Italy. There is definitely a flair that you might not see in Smithers, but we have a different style. We're sort of like a northern British Columbia community versus a European Italian style. It's definitely different, for sure. So there we've worked our way along. We're still carrying on our way to our final destination, which is Roma. Rome is where we're going to fly home from, and we had made a decision we would stay there for 5 days and try and see as much as we could. It's a huge, huge city with lots of activity going on. So we're back on the train, and again, everything it seems to be timed well. My wife's following our progress on her phone, and we seem to be able to make it on time and keep rolling. We were in a train car, and we met a young lady from Perugia, and she was actually a student from Argentina that had come to university there. Very interesting talking with her. And across from us was a couple from Sicily. And they got into the conversation, and before you know it, of course, we were all friends. We're all going to visit each other. But that might not happen. It's just something that we would like to happen. So then we carried on and got ourselves into Rome. And what a spectacular city. What a place. Pretty well every major corner there would be a statue or a group of statues or some type of story or maybe a fountain or a view of some ancient buildings. It was pretty spectacular. My wife had found us a very reasonably priced hotel, kind of off the beaten track, and it turned out it was once a beautiful villa, but now it's kind of down into its older version. It is not as outstanding or as expensive, as exquisite as other new buildings, but it was definitely comfortable, clean, and they had a continental breakfast. Those three items are kind of my go-to story. So this particular villa was called the Lorenzo Maria. And we were on the bus routes to Vatican City, to the Colosseum, the Forum, all the places that you'd like to take a look at. It's not like they're a long ways away, but it sure is convenient if you can take the bus, because the taxis can be considered expensive. So we were able to do that. We had our 4 days now to get out and check out some of the spots. It turns out our desk clerk was very knowledgeable on some of the areas to go, and he gave us some good information of when to get up, what's going to be open, and so on. And we had several busy days exploring the architectural marvels of the city. We also got out to the Trevi Fountain. Now, that was a fountain, they made a movie around that fountain. Supposedly, if you toss a coin into the fountain, that'll allow you to come back to Italy. And we did that also, thinking that maybe one day it might be a chance to return. And we also checked out the Pantheon. And then one evening we had dinner just a block away from the Colosseum. Now, that Colosseum is an incredible structure. It's kind of partially fallen down, but it's just amazing to look at. And when you listen, we took a tour. That's one thing I really would recommend on certain areas. It's definitely beneficial to take a tour because it can give you a lot more information of what you're looking at. Sometimes you can just walk by something and not have any really clue of how beautiful it is or what the story is. But anyways, we really enjoyed that Colosseum. We were sitting there a block away, maybe half a block away, eating an Italian pasta dinner on a beautiful evening and wondering, can it get any better than this? It was pretty amazing, pretty amazing. The other situation that we had there, of course, is Vatican City, and that in itself is a it's a it's a day, minimum of a day, to tour around through St. Peter's Square, the cistern. Did I pronounce that correctly? And it was pretty Sistine. That's what it is, Sistine Chapel. And we checked everything out. We had a bit of fun there. We also took a tour, and there is on the top, on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, is the painting of heaven that Michelangelo put together. You can't even conceive how a person could do that. It's very beautiful. But on our guide, the lady was telling us that there was a cardinal that Michelangelo was fighting with. And so he included that cardinal in the painting down in the corner of heaven with a snake wrapped around his neck, and the snake is actually biting at his genitals. So there was a little bit of political intrigue in that painting, which was kind of interesting to hear that story. So that was our, we put in our, on our fifth day, we had an opportunity to go to the famous Roman catacombs, and they are the areas, there were underground tunnels that the Christians at the time were always escaping from the Romans, and they had nowhere to bury their dead, so they started building tunnels. There's 14 miles of tunnels. Now, that's hard to kind of conceive, and they're not just one straight shaft. It's kind of like a tributaries going off of each roadway. It was amazing. And fortunately, I had a guide for that also, because I wouldn't want to go down there and get lost. I don't think you'd be getting out. So that was a beautiful place to see. We really enjoyed our time in Rome. And I'd just like to add in another song here. This is not quite Rome. This is another one called Una Notra a Napolia, very close to Rome.
Una notte a Napoli, con la luna e il mare, ho incontrato un angelo che non poteva più volare. Una notte a Napoli, delle stelle si scordò, e anche senza ali in cielo mi portò. Con lui volando lontano dalla terra, dimenticando le tristezze della sera, in paradiso
potevo più volare.
tristemente tutto deve finire.
Ma quando il cuore mi ha spezzato ed in cielo mi ha abbandonato, adesso sulla terra son tornata, mai più riamare mi sono rassegnata.
Ma guardo su.
Quanto tempo può durare, quante notti da sognare, quante ore, quanti giorni e carezze infinite.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was Pink Martini, and that song was Una Nota e Napolia. We could have added, instead of Napolia, Roma. It's just a kind of a very European version of a bit of a tango. Anyways, there we have it. It is over. 3 weeks. Interesting, intriguing times in Italy. And certainly we needed a return trip. There are many places that we could visit. It's hard to say if we will ever return, but who knows? It was definitely fun. Now, the flight home. After such a great time, will the flights let us down? Well, the answer was yes. Of course, we got out to the airport and our flight to Vancouver was canceled. So they managed to get us on another flight to Montreal. And unfortunately, we pulled into Montreal at about midnight and had to take a hotel at the airport and get on another flight to Vancouver at 6 a.m. So we were in that hotel room from about 12:30 to 5:30. And it was $600 a night. Probably the most expensive hotel room I've ever had in my traveling days. But those things happen. So we made her back home. And I was kind of hoping with our show here that I could give you a little bit of feel of Italy. Maybe a little bit of aroma from the restaurant. Or a little vision in your mind from the tour. It was a real true adventure. And I do hope you enjoyed the music. Remember, On the Ropes is archived on your computer, smithersradio.com, and go up to the top left, click schedule, scroll down to Monday at 6 On the Ropes, and choose one of the podcasts for your listening pleasure. I'm going to play one more song on the way out, and I just want to say thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Mai, mai, guarda che lo so come stai. Degli amici, cosa dici? Cicatrici, quante ne hai?
There you have it. That last artist was Cesar Cree Monini, and his song was called Aura Chez Nous Au Plus Te. Kind of a very diverse Italian singer-songwriter, and had a very successful band called Luna Pop. So I just wanted to put that in for our closing music, and we're going to say thank you very much to my listeners for joining us on our trip to Italy, and we're going to close out with our outro. Here we go, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
You have been listening to On the Ropes, Smithers Community Radio, CICK 93.9 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Thomas Tom Roper, and we will see you on the flip side.